Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now to give you the opportunity to call and get an immediate answer to your questions or to discuss the important issues you face in life right now. The toll-free number is 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Or to help you remember, it's 844-32-BASIC. So welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Great to have you back in the studio with us today.
Well, thank you. Good to be back.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, oftentimes we get interesting letters. We always love hearing from our listeners, whether it's questions, whether it's comments. Sometimes we get contrarian positions.
Yes,
and
we
received a letter like that last week. And I wanted to bring this to the broadcast today because it really ties into our subject matter for the month. We're talking about resurrection, the significance of Christ's resurrection, not only as a historical fact, not only as the linchpin of Christianity, the very thing on which Christianity rises or falls, but for us on a practical everyday basis. Why is resurrection important to us? Well, this letter, and it's you know, when you see something that's addressed this way to Bob Christopher, the theoretician among Christian theoreticians, you know you have to, yes, hold on there just a second. But this person goes on to say, Mr. Christopher, like other Christian theoreticians, you teach, too, that sinners are saved through the grace of Christ alone and not by doing works. And then 30 pages of information that he sent to us about how we are saved by works. It's not through faith in Christ Jesus. It's not by grace through faith. It's by works. Well, that really misses the point of our real need. Our need is life. Here's what Paul said. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Death is a pretty serious condition. And I have a question to ask. How, through human effort, are you going to make yourself alive together with Christ? Do you, as an individual, have power over death? Can your good works bring life to that dead corpse of yours? That's an impossibility. That's why we need grace. That's why we need the resurrection of Christ Jesus. In power, God demonstrated his power over death by raising Jesus from the dead. That gives us the ability to trust that he has the same power over our death, first spiritually and then our bodily death. One day these bodies are going to be raised back to life. That is the good news of the gospel. That's why it's so important for us to understand the significance of the resurrection. As for us, we were dead. We were dead in transgressions and sins. What's our need? Life.
Yes.
Simply life. Where are we going to get it? There's no life available to us out in the world. Human philosophy doesn't bring life. Religious tradition doesn't bring life. Human tradition doesn't bring life. Our own understanding doesn't bring life. Money doesn't bring us life. There's all sorts of things out there in the world. They cannot make us alive together with Christ. Why? Because they don't have power over death. Only God does. He demonstrated that by raising Jesus from the dead, and he demonstrates that on a day-to-day basis with those who come to him by faith as he raises them to life and makes them alive together with Christ. Have you been made alive together with Christ? If not, will today be the day? Allow Christ's resurrection power to raise you up so that you too can walk in the newness of life.
Let's talk about it right now, friends. At Basic Gospel, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Let me do that again, 844-322-2742, or the simplified number, 844-32-BASIC.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to Palo Alto, California, and talk to Doreen, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I was calling about that question in the Bible where it talks about you know, women should not, you know, be preaching or things like that. And I know that in our society today, we have women bishop, women apostle, women pastors, preachers. And if you could just talk about that a little bit to give me an understanding, I would appreciate it.
Okay, Doreen, we sure will. It's an interesting passage, a much debated passage in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and basically what Paul is writing to his young son in the faith is, do not permit women to have authority over men. There were some cultural things happening at the time. We think that Paul was probably writing to Timothy while he was in Ephesus. There was a lot of incredible pagan things going on at the time where women were in control, and they were bringing that teaching and trying to ram that error down the throats of the body of Christ. And Paul said, no, we're not going to have that. We're not going to allow these women to dominate, to try to ram their teaching down the throats of the people that are listening. And that's what he was really talking about. That word authority there in 1 Timothy 2 is the only place in the Word of God that it's used. It is okay. Different from, for example, Romans 13, where it says that we're to respect the authorities. This has a feel of domination, of almost just total control. And Paul is saying, no, we're not going to have that. That's the context.
Okay. So what about the women pastors and preachers that we have today?
Well, we have them, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
They're out there. So what does that mean to us as believers in Christ? Is that a violation of this passage in 1 Timothy 2? Should we not permit those sort of things? Well, we can say all kinds of things about that particular passage. But the fact of the matter is there we have women pastors, we have women teaching on radio programs, we have all sorts of things. We have men doing the same thing. So what do we do as believers? Well, we take what we're listening to and we match it up against the clear teaching of the Word of God. Just because somebody is in a role of, you know, radio talk show host or a speaker or that sort of thing doesn't mean that what's coming out of that person's mouth is truth. There's only one place to go to find truth, and that is the Word of God. We have only one real teacher, and that's called the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God takes the things of the Lord Jesus and makes them known to us. So when we hear teaching, we need to apply it against the Word of God. The Word of God is our standard of truth. Does that make sense to you?
Most definitely. So if it's the Word of God, whether it's man or woman, and it's lining up with God's word, I'm going to take that as okay. I'm not against the woman pastors or preacher. So long as they're bringing the word and it's from God and it is God's word, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, Doreen, like I said, women have filled significant spots within the body of Christ since day one. Paul talked about a lot of women that were very instrumental in the ministry back in his day. Certainly, you know, as far as the resurrection story is concerned, it was the women that delivered that good news to the disciples. I mean, women were there at the tomb. They were the ones that got the message first. They were the ones that were counted on to take that message that Jesus had been raised back to life to the disciples. And that's exactly what they did throughout the history of church. Women have been there, have been used by God in significant ways. And such is the case today. There are different viewpoints as to can they be pastors and that sort of thing. Can they be a pastor of a church? And a lot of folks would say this passage in Timothy prohibits them from doing that, from serving as a pastor, mm-hmm. but they can serve in any other role. But the fact of the matter, God is using them in significant ways today, and we as believers need to listen. It doesn't matter what teacher that you're listening to. You need to take those things and match them up with the Word of God, because the Word of God is where truth is to be found, nowhere else.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate this.
You are welcome, Doreen. Thanks for your call.
And plenty of open lines right now at Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Give us a call. We want to hear from you if you have a question or some life issue you're facing right now. We'll discuss it with you. If you call 844-322-2742. That's 844-32-BASIC. Also a question for you. Do you know that you're loved by God? Well, you are. Bob Christopher has produced a wonderful little publication called You Are Loved, and it contains over 30 scripture references that underscore this very, very vital subject. And we have a free copy for you. All you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net, and you'll find that link, You Are Loved, right there on the homepage. Hope you'll click that link and take advantage of the free offer for this wonderful little booklet, You Are Loved. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number to dial. The lines are wide open. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Question from a listener guy says, whenever the subject of God's forgiveness of sin comes up, that he will remember our sins no more and that all sins have been forgiven, there comes the question, how does God deal with our sins as far as the here and now? He's obviously aware of them and seeks to rectify them. I mean, he settled the issue at the cross, but surely he still is dealing with our sin as days go on. What about this?
Well, he's dealt with it. He dealt with sin once for all. He did it 2,000 years ago. We need to rest in that. God has other things that are more important to him than sin management. He dealt a tragic blow to the whole sin principle 2,000 years ago. Now he's into life. He's into resurrection life. And so how does he deal with us? He picks us up. He dusts us off and says, now let's get about the life that I've raised you to walk in. That's what he's interested in. It's not like he winks at sin. It's not like he swept it under the carpet. He dealt with it. He dealt with it as severely and as harshly as one could deal with sin. I mean, you and I, we kind of wink at it sometimes. We don't deal with it. But God did. He dealt with it fully in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 just makes it abundantly clear. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't get much clearer than that, but he gives a reason, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. God did something with sin. He judged it. He judged it severely. He condemned it. And then he did away with it. That's what Christ did. He did away with it once and for all. Why? So that he could raise us up so that we could walk in the newness of life. This gospel story is about death, burial, and resurrection. We died with Christ. Our old man was crucified with Christ. Let's leave it there.
Yeah.
And let's walk in the newness of life. That's where grace takes us. That's what this gospel is all about, enabling us to walk in the power of Christ's resurrection.
Absolutely.
So what does God do when we sin? He just picks us up, dusts us off, reminds us of the forgiveness that we have in Christ, and then says to us, let's get on with this life thing. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And friends, we love hearing from you. If you'd like to pose a question and can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, drop us an email at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right on the homepage, again, at basicgospel.net. And right now, still time on the clock, plenty of open lines, 844-32-BASIC.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Bayville, New York, and talk to Bill listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Okay. Yeah, just a little question about the work part. I'm a man who believes that, you know, every word out of God, I literally believe in the Bible. So what about the scripture that says faith without works is dead?
Well, he's just giving a description of faith. I mean, faith is an active word. It's not just merely intellectual assent. There's a dynamic to it. There's three dimensions to that word. It's not just a flat word. So yeah. James is breathing the life into it. So and he uses the example, even the demons believe, and yet they shudder. So they fully believe that Jesus is God. They fully believe that he died to take away the sins of the world. They fully believe that he was raised back to life. But they're not exercising faith in Jesus. They know the facts about Jesus, but they've never exercised faith in Jesus. So this faith that we have in Jesus is rooted in belief, so our hearts go from unbelief to belief, and then as we believe in the resurrected Christ, then we're going to see his works flow through us. That's the way it is.
Yeah, because we have to, our works, I believe, is performed when we do God's work by spreading the gospel.
Spreading the gospel, but again, it gets down to the motivation. You know, love is the expression of faith. Paul said it best when he wrote this to the Galatians. What matters, the one thing that counts, is faith expressing itself through love. So as we abide in the source of love, the resurrected Jesus Christ, we're going to see love poured through us. We're going to see that love flow through us. And one of the ways we see that is in the proclamation of the gospel. Why do we do what we do? Because the love of God compels us.
Right. Now, what? Real quick, and I'll let you go, is that I believe that faith without works is dead, meaning just like, you know, Jesus said to his disciples, go and preach the gospel and to the nations. So that is his commission to his disciples, to go and preach the gospel into the world, to make people believe or to try to spread the word. That to me is the works part.
Well, it can be much broader than that, and I don't want to limit the works to, you know, just the spread of the gospel, although I think that is one of the most important.
Living is also, you know, living correctly.
But let's leave that in the hands of God. God is going to move each person individually as Paul wrote in Ephesians. And I think this is such a powerful, powerful statement in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship. So, Bill, you are God's workmanship. And the word there is poema. That's the Greek word, and it means you are God's poem. You are an expression of God's life in this world today. So we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work. So there was a reason that we've been made new, and that is to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So, Bill, God has something that was prepared in advance for you to do. As you walk by faith, abide in the vine of Christ, you're gonna be carried down that path. Now, that path may look a little different than the path I walk on.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder what that is, though. I mean, I wonder what his plan for me is. Sometimes, you know, it's really, really sometimes mind-boggling to wonder what will be his work for me. I just believe that one day I will be preaching the gospel to people when things start to really go awry, because I feel how close we are with things that are happening around the world. you know, prophecies being fulfilled and all that. So,
well, Bill, that may just be the case. You make yourself available to the Lord and trust Him with the results of that. Okay.
Amen. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. And friends, if what you hear on this broadcast every day makes a difference in your life, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. And, of course, please include Basic Gospel in your giving to support the work of Jesus Christ. You'll find a support link at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. And when you do, we'll be glad to send you a copy of Andrew Farley's popular book, The Naked Gospel, as our compliments for your gift of any amount at this particular time. Again, that's basicgospel.net or 844-41-BASIC.
And we really want to put this book in your hands. It is a fabulous resource, a great tool to help you in your journey with Christ. I think it will give you the framework in which to think through some of the questions that Bill was posing about, you know, what are the works that God does have for us? A lot of times we really want the detail of that. And God says, just take a step of faith. Just abide in me today. And when you look back, you're going to see, oh my goodness, did God have a lot of works that he did through this old body, this old person right here.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just learning to take a step of faith. And Andrew does a wonderful job in laying that out in this book, The Naked Gospel. We want to put it in your hands, available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. It's so vitally important to support programs like this. We need your help. The world needs your help. Yeah. I mean, people are starving for truth out there. People are starving to know the love of Christ. People are starving to know the forgiveness of Christ, the righteousness of Christ, the acceptance of Christ. Those are the needs that are of most importance to us. Those are the things that keep us up at night, and so often we overlook those needs for others, you know, the felt needs, the surface needs. But God, you know, takes this gospel message and takes it right to the core of who we are. So supporting a program like that really helps bring the solution, God's solution, to hurting hearts everywhere. You want to be a part of the solution, we ask you to give. Be a part of the Basic Gospel team.
Again, you'll find a prominent support link at basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with Billy, our operator, at 844-41-BASIC. You can do that anytime, Central Time office hours, and we encourage you to do that. You'll enjoy speaking with Billy.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, we've got a couple of exciting events coming up, one specifically in the month of April, April 24th through the 26th. It's the Network 220 event. I'll be there. Andrew Farley will be there. Ralph Harris, we would love for you to come join us as well. It's right outside of Washington, D.C. in Bristow, Virginia. All the information on how you can come and be a part of it is online at basicgospel.net. Just click the events tab. Come and join us. I understand people from 32 states have already signed up to be there.
That's great.
I think folks from Canada are coming down. So this looks like the place to be in April. Come join us for this Network 220 event.
Absolutely. You know, friends, also, there are many valuable resources available to you on our online store, and you'll find them. Be able to poke around and see what's available at store.basicgospel.net. Again, that's store.basicgospel.net. We also invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. There are multiple benefits to staying connected with Basic Gospel, and we want to share them with you every day. So click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page, that's any page on our website, and we'll be sure that you are connected to the newsletter every day. So again, that's at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have those questions ready. We'd love to address them as you call that number. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.